Blog Talk Radio.
We will bless the Lord at all times. We will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we rise to shine this morning. Oh, Father God, in joyful glee, we rise and shine this morning. Father God, in faith, we rise and shine this morning. In humility, we rise and shine this morning. In confessions, as we confess every sin of omission and commission before you, we rise and shine this morning in faith, joy in the Holy Ghost. We rise and shine this morning only because you have allowed us to do so. Thank you for one more day. One more day. We can't boast about tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day. But you have given us this day. And this is the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Thank you, Father. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great and greatly to be praised. Thank you for one more day. Father, as we come to lift up Jesus higher and higher and higher, we thank you for your spirit, your will, your word, for being a good father. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for everything in between. Thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you over, over and 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 over again. We pray for the devastation all around us, Father, because it is devastating. Turmoil everywhere. Death, destruction, grief, Father God, all around us. Sin. People still sinning. In spite of what's going down, they still have not convinced that it's time to get it right. Ooh, Father God. But we thank you that we're sin abound, grace so much more abound. And we praise your holy and we praise your righteous name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Bless our services on today as we commit all things into your hands, Father. Everything we give back to you as you have given unto us. And we ask that may the Lord be glorified. And Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And amen again. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome each and every one of you out there in internet land, radio land, to television land, however you connected with us today. Thank you for being here. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Why? Not because I'm here, but because Jesus is here and Jesus is Lord. Jesus was here before you called in. He'll be here when you leave. And guess what? He'll go with you when you go. Amen. Hallelujah. If this is what you desire. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we want to, amen, just talk about that just for a couple minutes today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Before I get into the word, we just want to say this morning, my God, oh boy, I'm telling you, I'm still, amen, reminiscing on the service we had last night, amen, at the praise party, amen. It's just getting better and better. God is just getting better and better. Oh, I tell you, it was so beautiful. It was just so beautiful that, amen, to have so many visitors on and everyone willing to participate, jumped right in just like they was family. And that's what we're talking about. And the songs, even from those who was labeled mentally challenged, the anointing, the testimonies, so beautiful. I'm just so grateful to God. Amen. And grateful to our host, our minister, Joanne Thurman, and to all those who participated. It was beautiful. I really wish I had recorded that one. I don't record. We haven't been recording them, but that was one I really wish I had recorded. Amen. So, amen. Today's another day, and we thank God for it. Amen and amen. All this week, amen, we have been journeying with Jesus. In the fourth chapter of Luke, amen, as he made his exodus out of the wilderness and that wilderness experience after 40 days of prayer and fasting. And we saw so much, there's so much history in that one chapter there. Amen. How he came out, launched his ministry, you know, went straight into proclaiming the kingdom of God, lifting up, amen, hallelujah, his father's and his father's agenda, glory be to God, casting out demons, healing the sick, healing all type of miracles, glory be to God, hallelujah, teaching moments with the disciples. It was just really, 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 really awesome. Amen. How we see, and I would say running for his life, but Jesus never ran for his life, but the Holy Spirit led him out, amen, of dying, amen, before the mission was accomplished, amen. Because we saw even when Jesus was a baby, and the angel came to Joseph and told Joseph to take Mary, take Jesus, and flee into Egypt. See, because flee over there with them dark-skinned folks and hide among them. And ain't nobody going to notice you. Ain't nobody notice you if you get over there with one of your own. And so, glory be to God. And so, Joseph was obedient, okay? So, we see the Holy Spirit preserving Jesus' life, okay? Because it wasn't his time yet. And then we saw last week how the mob, amen, sort of forced Jesus up to the hill, the top of the hill. They was going to cast him down. They was going to throw him off the top of the mountain. See, but the Holy Spirit said that he maneuvered his way up out of the crowd, and they never saw him coming or leaving. Ah. Oh, glory be to God. We're living in a day, beloved, people don't see Jesus coming. They don't see him leaving. Glory be to God. Why? But it was not his time to die. The mission had not been accomplished. So this is why we can be confident in our walk with Christ, for those of us who know him, because, amen, we shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. See, we can't die. The fire couldn't kill us. The surgery couldn't have killed us. The car accident couldn't have killed us, because the work is not done yet, and it is our desire to do the work. Amen. And so we saw that, amen, last week. We pray that you enjoyed it. Amen. Luke chapter number 4. Awesome, awesome, awesome. None of this would have happened in Jesus' life Amen, beloved. We have to go back to the beginning, where the beginning begun. Amen. Glory be to God. And I was reminiscing on a scripture back in Luke chapter number 1. Amen. When the angel first appeared to Mary. Amen. And told Mary, amen, that she would be conceiving and giving birth to a baby boy. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we don't know if what would have happened if Mary would have said no. Amen. But God knew Mary wasn't going to say no. That's why he chose that Mary. It was a lot of Marys back in that days. And it was a lot of virgins back in those days. Mary wasn't the only virgin. Matter of fact, beloved, that's just how they did it back then. Because if you had sex, okay, sexual intercourse before marriage, that was a crime punishable by death. And I'm telling you, if they were still holding on to that law, a lot of folks would be dead right about now. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. They over 20,000 dead bodies, beloved. They're still, amen, pulling out through the rubbish over there. Hallelujah. In Turkey, glory be to God. And now we pray for that country. We pray. The numbers are still mounting. But if folks was, amen, dying for having premature intercourse and sexual intercourse outside of marriage, the numbers would be much higher than what they're experiencing right now. It'll be a whole lot of folks. There will be a whole lot of folks buried. You know what I'm saying? They'd be dead. So, but anyhow, amen. We see here, beloved, amen, just backing up a little bit, amen, how we could enjoy the Luke chapter 4 so much. Amen. And the rest of God's word, amen, is because, amen, Jesus, amen, had to step down 42 generations. Amen. Jesus always was. In the beginning was the word. Amen. Jesus always was. Back in Genesis chapter number 1, when we read, and the Lord spoke and said, and let us make man in our image. The Lord wasn't talking to himself. He's not schizophrenic. He wasn't talking to himself. God was talking to Jesus right then. Okay? So we see the Trinity in Genesis number 1. Okay? The Spirit moved upon the waters. That was the Holy Spirit. Okay? And then we see where God, amen, said, let us, U.S., more than one, make man. Jesus always was, okay? But it's because when the first Adam failed, amen, which, you know, he didn't have to, but he did. If the first Adam had not failed, then we would be on earth forever. That means everybody that was born on planet earth, we would never die. So once you was here forever. Ooh, can you imagine what that would look like? But when sin entered the world, God had to do something different. Because can you imagine somebody suffering for eternity? In pain for eternity? You got cancer for eternity? See? So sin interrupted all that. So the Lord sent the second Adam. Now the second Adam, amen, Jesus told his father, he said, prepare me a body. Lo, I'll come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. And the Bible tells us he stepped down 42 generations through the lineage of David, and he was born, amen. He manifested himself, glory be to God, on earth, amen, but he always was. You have to remember that. But regardless of Jesus' birthday, some say it's December 25th, some say it's my birthday in September, whatever day it was, Jesus was born. Amen, hallelujah, but he always was. So, amen, so beloved, amen, when Jesus, amen, came into this earth, he came with no natural father, because if he had taken on the natural father, he would have been born in sin, because we're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity because of Adam and Eve, okay? So Jesus had to take on, it was his heavenly father, okay? But he had to be born through a woman, because that's the only way you can operate on planet earth is with an earth suit. This is why Satan likes to possess people, because that's the only way he can get his work done. He doesn't have an earth suit. Satan doesn't have a physical body. Them demons don't have a physical body. only, that's the laws of the universe. That's how you're going to operate on planet Earth. You need a body to operate in. See? And so Jesus had to implement the same law. He had to come in through a body. Amen? He was 100% man, 100% God. Amen. And so, amen, when the Spirit, amen, approached Mary, amen, glory be to God, in verse number 28 in Luke in the chapter number 1, and we thank God for this verse because this was the theme for last night's, amen, Holy Ghost party, blessed and highly favored. Amen. It was the theme. Awesome. Amen. And here, we see here in verse number 28, the angel came to Mary and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored." Oh, God, I tell you, I wish I could park there. "And thou art highly, highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." You see that? Blessed and highly favored. That's Mary. Hallelujah. That's you too. Amen. Now, verse number 29. "And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, you know, what's going on here, what manner of solution this is. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Here go that word favor again. We might have to break that word favor down for you next week, Lord's willing. "He gave her the instructions, told her what was going to take place. He said, Behold, thou shalt conceive in your womb. You're going to have a baby boy, and you're going to call his name Jesus. He's going to be great. He's going to be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Talking about King David. Amen. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom there shall be no end." And then Mary asked a very intelligent question. Verse number 34, she said to the angel, she said, okay. She said, "How shall this be, seeing I don't know a man?" Okay, I'm going to have a baby, but I'm a virgin. So just explain this part to me, okay? And you would have asked the same question. Some of us are still asking the Lord the question. So the Lord had already given us a glimpse of our future, a glimpse of our assignment, and we're asking God, how can this be? You know, because I ain't got no money. I ain't got no credit. How can this be? You know what I mean? I'm older now, Lord. How shall this be? Okay? We may have to come back and deal with that for a minute, but not today. All right, so verse number 35, "And the angel said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing," underline that word holy thing, Jesus is holy, 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 "which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren." God always has confirmation. God will always confirm, beloved. If you're not sure God is telling you something, amen, just look for the confirmation. God, as I said, I have spoken once, yea, twice, amen. So I just want to drop that down. Verse number 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Somebody said that today. With God nothing shall be impossible. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel of the Lord departed from her." Beloved, verse number 38, Mary said, okay, she submitted herself. She said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, I'm yours. I surrender. I belong to you." Glory be to God. She said, "Behold, I give myself away. Be it unto me according to thy word," according to thy word, according to thy word, according to thy word. What Mary was saying here is, "Thy will be done." Okay? You want me to give birth to a son without a natural father? She says, sure enough. Okay, you got it. I say yes. I say yes. She didn't have no whole rundown of questions. She didn't say, "I'm going to wait for this and wait for that. I'm going to wait for that." She said, "Okay, according to your will, be it done." So it was out of her relationship. It was out of her relationship with God that Mary gave birth to Jesus.
Then we see this relationship building up that even when Jesus came forth, beloved, glory be to God, before the wilderness experience and especially after the wilderness experience, we see Jesus carrying this relationship all the way home, glory be to God. To the point, glory be to God, where Jesus proclaims in St. John chapter number 6, verse number 38, glory be to God, hallelujah. He says here, for I have come down from heaven. Jesus said, I came down from heaven. I walked down 42 generations. I left the comfort of heaven, the luxury of heaven, the peace of heaven, the joy of heaven, the love of heaven. I left that, glory be to God. Jesus said, for I have come down not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. We see Jesus in Luke chapter 4. It was doing the will of him who sent him. He said, I'm here to do my Father's will. All throughout Jesus' story, all throughout his life, all throughout from the moment he was born through the Virgin Mary, because of Mary's relationship, we see Jesus walking in power and love and authority, not to do his will, but to do his Father's will out of relationship. Jesus says, I'm doing this, I'm living this way, I'm sacrificing everything out of a relationship with my Heavenly Father. I come not to do my will. I come to do his will. I only want his will done out of relationship. So we see Jesus being born, hallelujah, because of Mary's relationship to God the Father. We see Jesus coming forth doing the will of the Lord, hallelujah, out of relationship. Then Jesus goes on, beloved, in his journey and in his being a role model for us, how to live this Christian life. He tells us in St. John 15 and 15, glory be to God, hallelujah, he calls us, amen, his friend. He calls us his friend, beloved, amen, hallelujah. We see Jesus still carrying this relationship, hallelujah, relationship. He says, I want you to have a relationship. We know that, beloved, to be a friend, amen, hallelujah. Jesus said, and let's just read exactly what Jesus said, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends because everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known unto you. You are my friend because of our relationship. You cannot have a friend, glory be to God, and not without being into a relationship. If Jesus has called us his friend, it's out of the relationship. Jesus was a man of relationships. Glory be to God. And he's called us into that same relationship. Glory be. He said, you're my friend. I tell you everything I know. I tell you my secrets. I'll tell you, give you the future. He said, because of this relationship, glory be to God. So, beloved, this morning, hallelujah, as Mary submitted, amen, to even launch this thing by saying yes to the will of the Father through relationships. And we see Jesus completing the journey and the mission to the point where he went on the cross and surrendered until he spoke, it is finished, because of relationships with the Father and the Father will being done. If we see here where it is his desire, amen, that we be his friend, hallelujah, because of a relationship, calling us into a relationship with him, glory be to God, that we can decree and declare, as Mary did, that we can declare and decree as Jesus did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we also want to do the will of the Father. Beloved, that we also, Mary wanted to do the will of the Father, how about giving birth to Jesus? Jesus wanted to do the will of the Father and not miss a beat. Hallelujah. Then he concludes in Matthew 7:21, hallelujah, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven, only he who is in relationship, only he who is in relationship will enter into my Father's kingdom. Hallelujah. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. You had no relationship. Obedience to the will of the Father requires relationship. There's no way you can obey the Father without relationship. There's no way you can please the Father without relationship. Mary showed us that. Jesus showed us that. And the will of God will remain forever. There's no way without relationship. We plead with you on this morning, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, if you do not, beloved, glory be to God, it's not about religion. Religion is a man-made word. God is not looking for religion. God is not looking for religious people. God is not looking for religious sacrifices. God is looking for relationship. Will you serve God out of a relationship, not because somebody is standing over you with a bat, glory be to God, and demanding you to do this and requiring you to do this? Will you serve God, saints, out of a pure relationship, like as Mary and like as Jesus, you desire to do the will of the Father? Nothing more, nothing less, nothing other. Your will and your will alone be done. Out of a relationship, you want to please him because of personal relationship. And you want to solidify that relationship. The glory be to God. The same way natural relationships evolve, amen, and they get tighter and tighter and more beautiful, amen. We want our relationship with our Father to be the same way. We want to fill in the gap. We want to follow him closely. We want to learn from our mistakes. And we only want to bring pleasure to God the Father out of the relationship. Beloved, life is nothing without relationships. Life is nothing without. I went to the doctors yesterday in my closing, and they had my wellness exam, and they asked me all these questions. And they said, the most important thing for people at your age, Ms. Bradford, is relationships. We want you to be connected, amen, to your family, your friends, your neighbors, because most people, when they get a certain age, they isolate themselves, and they don't realize how unhealthy that is. See, as relationships, it's important in the world, in the world, beloved, and it's important, amen, in heaven to our Father. This whole thing started through relationships where God wanted, amen, the fellowship, amen, with human beings, so he created them. God didn't have to make us. He's already whole in himself. He's already God in him. God did not have to create man. But because he wanted a relationship, will you tell the Lord yesterday, today, please?
If you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, we ask, we want to introduce you. And relationships begin with an introduction. Now, you can introduce yourself. Somebody else can introduce, regardless of how it happens. Amen. It starts with an introduction. What's your name? What's your name? Jesus is Lord. And the Bible says, if a man will believe in his heart, confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. It's so easy we overlook it. It's so easy, but it takes faith. Because you're talking to a man, you're talking to a person that you can't see, but he sees you. So come on this morning for everyone, number one, that if you've never ever received Jesus Christ, that's the first step in the relationship. We want to introduce you this morning. Now, open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your mouth, and repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins. I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins. I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. By faith, I do this today. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for washing me. Now I ask that you would lead me and guide me and teach me how to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death and that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The A boy. I know y'all spiritual saints. Y'all hear them angels singing, don't you? I know that's right. Because they singing. And we singing with them. Welcome to the family of God. See, that's all. Wasn't even 30 seconds. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. God been waiting on you. Amen. You're in the right place, baby. You're in the right place. Amen. Now, it's not the end. It's the beginning. You've been born again into the kingdom. Now, you're born as an infant. You got to grow up. You got to grow up in the spirit. And that's what God is doing here. Amen. The fivefold ministry's job is to mature the body of Christ. That's our job, all right? All right, so you got to grow now, but don't just take one step at a time. Welcome in. Hallelujah. Reach out to us at LifeWordJesusKingdomMinistries.org. Amen. Let us know you gave your life to Christ today. We want to pray for you. Now, glory be to God. For those of you who already gave your life to Christ, but you're fighting them, you won't allow God to be God. You won't allow God's will to be done. Suppose Mary was wrestling with the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine what that conversation, how that conversation could have gone? When the angel came and approached her and she didn't want to submit to God's will. Can you imagine how that conversation would have gone? Even Jesus himself. Jesus didn't have to come down, beloved. Jesus could have told the Lord, find a way. Matter of fact, the Lord looked for a way. He said, if I can find five righteous, if I can find 10 righteous. Abraham was skirting around. He said, oh, Lord. So I think he started out with 50 righteous. They worked them numbers and couldn't even find one righteous. That's why Jesus had to come. But Jesus didn't have to come. See? But he wanted the God's will to be done. Beloved, a lot of times we're having a hard time in our lives, not because of what the devil is doing, because we give the devil more credit than what the devil deserves. A lot of times we are struggling in our lives because we refuse to let God's will be done, because we already made up our mind it's going to be our way or the highway. See, and without any consideration that maybe God wants to take this thing another way. Because there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the Bible says, but it ain't right. See, and if we have to get like Mary and just submit, saints, and tell the Lord, Father God, whatever you want, whatever you want, I say yes. And I minister this way to people. Sometimes they find themselves in a hard place. And I said, I'm going to tell you how to get deliverance. They don't want to hear it,
But for those people that are serious and ready to hear it, when they listen, they always come back with a victory report. I said, I'm going to tell you how to win this battle. You ready? They say, I'm ready. I said, this is what you do. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm in this situation. Either way you work it out, I'm going to give you praise. Either way, lady was in a situation. They said that she was about to be evicted. She didn't have the money. I said, this is what you tell the Lord. Lord, I'm in this. I surrender. Amen. If you come up with the money and I stay here, I'm going to praise you. And if you don't come up with the money and I got to move, I'm still going to praise you. I dare you to go that way, saint. I double dare you. And the situation you in right now, tell the Lord if you win or if you lose, you're going to give God some praise. And surrender that thing and submit that thing unto the Lord. Let the Lord's will be done. And watch out how you still will win when it looked like you was losing. But you're winning now with peace. You're winning without a struggle. You're not frustrated. Your blood pressure's not up. You're not angry. Why? Because you're submitting to the will of the Father. Everything is not about you. But everything is about Him. We say it, but we don't want to submit to it. No, I'm just going to decree and declare. Decree and declare what? You got to decree it. God only moves on the decreeing and the declaring when it's according to His will. Not the will that we want or the will that we make up or the will according to our convenience because we selfish. But not Him. I dare you. Even in your relationship, I dare you. Anything that you are struggling with, I'm talking to you about the believers now. We already dealt with the unbelievers. Now I'm talking to you believers. Because God is the author of peace and not confusion. And our afflictions are light afflictions. And if you're in a situation where you're flustered and frustrated and angry, et cetera, and whatever else you're going through, beloved, you got to ask yourself a question. Maybe there's no devil to bind. Maybe God is trying to do something in a way that He wants to do it so He can get the glory and not you. Jesus said, not my will, but thine will be done. How many of us can go that far? How many of us are willing to go that far? Right now, come on, saints. Come on right now. Give it up. Life is too short. People dropping dead like flies. Matter of fact, they done beat the flies. We can't even find the flies. Huh? Blood pressure all high. Vitals all high. Come on. You can't put that type of in. You're working your heart overtime. You're cutting your life short. Worrying about something you don't have no control over. Just submit. And tell the Lord, yes. God, however you want to do it. Now, God, this is what I'm asking you to do. Now, however you want to do it, I'm going to be satisfied. Sometimes the Lord will move through unorthodox ways. And most of the times, you know He do. You know God's going to come in through the back door instead of the front door. Sometimes He don't even use a door. I wonder what's taking Him so long. No, God's wondering what's taking you so long. To tell the Lord, yes. Come on, let's give it up this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come on this morning. First of all, we want to confess and ask you forgive us for trying to handling situations our way and getting all up in your business. Getting up in your business, Father, grown folks' business. Forgive us, Father, for thinking that we were so smart, so intellectual, and think we know all the details, and we don't know nothing. We don't know. We don't even know how we're going to make it through this day. We don't know not a thing. Forgive us, Father, because you know we naughty by nature, and we always messing up stuff that we got to come and ask you to forgive us for, but we want to thank you that your forgiveness is available. Now, Father God, this situation that we're dealing with,
I want everybody to give God their struggle right now. Well, yeah, that thing you dealing. Some of you got two and three and four things. I'm going to pause for about 10. I'm going to pause about 5 seconds. Load it up. Come on. Cast it on the Lord right now this morning. Come on. Right now. Give it to him. I'm going to shut up for 5 seconds. Father God, we commit these situations into your hands. Your hands is big enough when we know that you care for us. And Father God, you know the desires of our hearts. And you said, Father God, if we ask anything in prayer, believing, you, Father God, we shall receive. And Father God, we've been carrying these burdens so heavy that it's even blocking our belief. We don't even believe like we say we believe, because if we believe, we wouldn't be working so hard, Father. We wouldn't be so frustrated. So, Father God, we surrender it right now to you, and we ask that you take it and work it out. And any way you work it out, we're going to be satisfied, because we know you're in our best interest. And every good and every perfect gift coming from above. And we know that you're going to give us your best, because it is your pleasure, Father God, to bless your servants. So we empty ourselves today. Take it. We don't even want to deal with it no more. We want our peace back. That's what we want. We want our joy back. So we surrender all to you, and we ask that your will be done. And we thank you that we can surrender these situations because of our relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There it is. Oops, there it is. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, don't you feel better already? Come on. Now, don't take it back. Don't take it back. Don't take it back. You ever been with somebody and they give you something? Amen. Glory be to God. And then they Indian givers. They get up on the table and they pick it up again. No. When you surrender it to God, and leave it right there. Leave it right there. And watch God work it out. Oh, God, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to have a relationship with God. And know that anything we totally surrender to him in spirit and truth, he takes it. He don't say it's too heavy for me. He'll take it. Jesus will work it out. Jesus will work it out if you let him. Jesus will work it out if you let him. We want to thank you, amen, hallelujah, for hanging in here with us every day this week. Amen. Wasn't it glorious? Amen, hallelujah. Luke chapter number 4. Amen. Look at it today. Amen. Hallelujah. We all know what the Lord is going to do. Amen. How he's going to do the rest of the service this month. Amen. Especially with Black History Month. Amen. But God created history and God created blackness. Glory be to God. Black lives matter. All lives matter, because that's what Jesus died for. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank each and every one of you. Amen. For your, amen, participation in the ministry. Those of you who served at the altar this week. The Bible study, amen, this week with our Evangelist Jackson, the praise party last night with our Minister Thurman, amen. Some of you had trouble getting on the line. Thank you for your perseverance. Thank you for the tithes, the offerings, the financial support to the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Notice they raised one of our bills last night. Amen. I'm going to call them on Monday and see what that was about. I don't remember getting no notice, but nevertheless, the money was there to pay it. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the meeting we had with the prayer host. Getting ready now for our business meeting for the ministry. Amen. Just want to, amen, say thank you. All of our listening audience out there, amen. Those of you we've never met, amen. God bless you. Thank you, amen, for signing in, being blessed in the ministry, hallelujah, by the ministry, amen. We just want to thank God for each and every one. Those of you who pray and keep on praying, we're just so grateful, amen, for all the testimonies, amen, just so grateful, amen. So thank you so much. This ministry would not be a ministry if it wasn't for you, amen, hallelujah. Looking forward to tomorrow, amen, for our Sunday services, amen, hallelujah, blessing the name of the Lord Jesus, amen, hallelujah. And then next week, if the Lord tarry, let us remain in prayer, beloved, for the turmoil around us.
Let us say amen. Hallelujah. I think I heard somebody say last night on the call, we're living in comfort, pulling them bodies up out of there in Turkey and Syria. Glory be to God. I think they over 20,000 people. I don't know what the number is this morning. And an earthquake that lasted less than 2 minutes, the earth opened and swallowed them up. I think the same thing happened back in Moses' day. The earth opened and swallowed them up. United States, let me just put you on notice, amen. We're not out of no danger zone. Just because everybody else have earthquake don't mean you're going. God said earthquakes in diverse places, in different places. We don't know who next. Don't let the next 2 minutes be in your home and you not be ready. Amen and amen. My pleasure to serve. Amen. Thank you for praying for me. Amen. So much going on right now. So many announcements to make. I'm just trying to put everything together. Amen. So that when we bring it out, we'll bring it out. Amen. But I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. Amen. For me and for this ministry. Amen. Let us continue to stay into relationship one with another and relationship with God. Beloved, I'm finished, but let me say this. I was thinking last night, I was talking with somebody. They said they didn't like a certain person. Both of them are supposed to be saved. Really? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because the truth of the matter is you ain't going to like everybody. People think it's a sin when you don't like them. You might not like their ways. You might not like it. That's okay. But you still got to love them. See, you can love people. We're called to love people that we don't necessarily like. Because you ain't going to like. He said, love your friends and your enemies. So you know you don't like your enemies. But you still got to love your enemies. Nowhere in the Bible where we are called to like everybody. Nowhere in the Bible where we are called to please everybody. But we do have a mandate to love everybody. Now, you know, only God can do that. To help you to love somebody you don't like. That agape love. Let us grow in that relationship, beloved. Amen. With him and our love one for another. On a continual basis. I love you in spite of. I love the hell out of you. Jesus loves sinners. You see, so, you know, he don't really like sinners because they're going against the grain, but he loves them. And we called to do the same thing. You got to love everybody. You should never be do more for somebody because they say that. So he said, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. But he didn't say, you know what I mean, disregard those because they're not walking with me. That's the only way you're going to win them. Only way. Young lady, I found out I had a baby, and they showed me the picture of the baby, and I said, oh, not beautiful, beautiful young little boy. And I said, what about the daddy? Because the girl was supposed to have been saved. And he said, what the daddy? They said, he don't believe in nothing. I said, what, he a Muslim? I said, no, he don't believe in nothing. I said, prime candidate. He don't believe in nothing? Oh, yeah, prime candidate for salvation. Never give up on nobody, baby. Because God didn't give up on you, and he won't. Don't never give up on nobody. Because this is the bottom line, beloved. If we ain't careful, when we get to heaven, a lot of people that went before us, we're going to be looking for them up there. You ain't going to find them because they ain't going to be there. Pastor so-and-so ain't here. My auntie ain't here. No, baby. Huh? They ain't going to be there. See? You thought that, you know, and some people you thought was going straight to hell, that they was going to bust hell wide open. Guess what? They might be one of the first ones cheesing you up in your face when you get to heaven. Some of the ones you thought was going to be in hell was going to be in heaven. And some of the ones you thought was going to be in heaven, you ain't going to be able to find them because they ain't going to be there. So the bottom line is this. Since you can't control nobody else's destiny, you best be about controlling your own. You better make sure you get to heaven. You better make your calling and your election sure. You better make sure you're not a castaway. Huh? Let's make sure you get to heaven. What about that? And that's a full-time job. 6 months, amen, hallelujah, the mind your own business, and 6 months to leave other people's business alone. I forgot how my grandmother used to say that. Stay out of other people's business. Pray for them. Don't let nobody send you to hell. Don't let nobody help you to miss heaven. I mean, then we show you the scriptures yesterday where some people's name was blotted out of the book. It was written in the book, but it was erased. Some people don't believe that you can lose your salvation. No, you can't lose your salvation. The thing is, you never really had it. All right, I got to go on that. We'll pick up here at the Holy Spirit lead us. Father God, thank you for this week. Thank you for the word all this week. God, we eat pretty good over here at the Life Word Jesus. You be stirring up some good meals. There ain't no fast food flowing up over here. We getting our food from scratch. Homemade. Oh, baked up in the oven. Oh, cooked in the crock pot. Hey, slow churning. Hey, my God. Good for the digestive system. Giving us the energy that we need to overcome the battles with the devil. God, we say thank you for the word, the whole word, and nothing but the word. Thank you for each and every person that has served in this ministry this week, last week, the week before that, week coming up. God, thank you. Amen for the finances, God. Bless everybody who sowed into the soil, Father God, of your word, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return, overtaken with the blessing. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we say thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the songs. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything, Father God, that we are manifesting because of relationship. Thank you for our relationship with you and our relationship with one another. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give us a good weekend. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. Cancel bad news, tears, sorrow. Oh, Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Father God. You see, may the best team win. That's all we're going to say. May the best team win, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we love you and we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name as we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Everybody walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. Amen. And be focused on enriching your relationship with God the Father and with one another. Amen. I love you. Amen. Dr. Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Blessings and blessings on blessings on blessings.
Alone in a world. It's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you.